A mental health need doesn't always mean serious mental illness. It might mean depression, anxiety, even eating disorders or addiction. Any number of issues can disrupt daily life and activities. And even more alarming is the fact that about half of adults and two-thirds of adolescents with mental health needs in California do not get treatment. I'm happy to bring onto the line Patty Ravitz. She is the president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. She's an LMFT, and let's bring her to the KHSU magazine to tell us more about how we can better serve our mental health needs here in California. Hi, Patty. How are you today?
Hi, Danielle. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us about this important topic. And why don't you, off the bat, give us some interesting figures or tell us maybe when does a person decide it's maybe time to get some help?
Well, I wanted to thank you first for making time on your show to really bring attention to this very important issue, because as we know now, about 16 million adult Americans are struggling with major depression and 42 million Americans are struggling with anxiety disorders. Mm. And one of the things we're really up against is that often people don't recognize when they need to seek treatment, when a mental health professional like a licensed marriage and family therapist can help them make such a difference in their lives.
Right. And I mean, because, you know, we all try to be tough. We try to keep going. And, you know, when do you decide, hey, I really need help?
Well, I think one of the things that we're really up against is that there's still a stigma in our culture mm-hmm. around seeking help for mental health issues. And so often people will diminish the struggles that they're having, and they won't recognize that they've lost pleasure in their daily lives, or they're really struggling to meet their daily commitments. They're having trouble getting up and going to work in the morning. For our youth, sometimes it's a struggle to get to school, or they're not able to focus. And these are the kinds of things that we look for and say, you know, that's time to make a call to a licensed mental health professional and even just make the call to say, this is what I'm experiencing. Is this normal, or do you think I need to come in and talk about what's going on?
Mm-hmm. And you can do anything from a few sessions to long term. That can be decided, but reaching out is probably the biggest thing to do.
It's the biggest thing, and what I always tell people when they make that first phone call is that they've gone over their major hurdle, because that's the toughest thing, is to make that first call, because you don't know who's going to be on the other end of the line. And, you know, licensed therapists are trained to listen very well and to help people to become comfortable talking about things that they may not be comfortable talking about even in their families or in their social groups. So that's part of our training, is to be non-judgmental, create a safe space, even in that very first phone call.
Mm-hmm. And it's tough because there are so many licensed practitioners. It's hard to know where to go first. Or, you know, do you just go through the phone book, pick a name? Do you ask friends? That's how I think it goes around here. People ask each other, hey, do you see anyone? Who would you recommend?
I think it's always great to ask for a referral, but sometimes people aren't comfortable doing that because they don't really want to share that they're struggling with something where they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a really good website, counselingcalifornia.com, and you can go on and search there by your zip code or your town or a particular issue that you're struggling with, whether it's anxiety, depression, an eating disorder, some kind of substance abuse. So you can really target, you can pick if you want to see a male therapist or a female therapist, and that's a really good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas on why the numbers are so high in California?
The numbers in California pretty much mirror what we're seeing across the country, and I think it's a combination of many things, but I think we'd all agree that our stress levels are pretty high right now, and that a lot of people aren't really living in the town they grew up in. There's people are moving around. They're not living very close to families often, and so they're more isolated and don't have as much support as we used to have when people, you know, grew up and, mm-hmm. and died in the same town they were born.
Yeah. So you need a therapist as a best friend, family member.
Often. Yes, that is a part of what we do, and then we do so much more because we're trained to really listen for what the underlying issues might be and to help get at the roots of the issues so that we can really treat the cause of the symptoms, so that then the person who's come in to see us can go on to really live a satisfying and fulfilling life and be symptom-free.
Yeah. And marriage and family therapists also can treat many other situations or issues, correct?
We treat a very wide range of issues. A lot of the things that I've already mentioned, but I'd include post-traumatic stress disorder, as I mentioned, substance abuse issues, eating disorders, anxiety, depression. We're really trained in a wide area of diagnoses.
Mm-hmm. And you are the president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. That's a lot. How did you get involved yourself with becoming a therapist?
Well, I got involved with becoming a therapist because I went to therapy myself, and it was a life changer. It was transformational for me, and I think it had always been a kind of interest of mine, but to really experience the benefits of having somebody sit across from me and sometimes be better able to hear me than I was able to hear myself, and it changed my life.
Wow. Changed your life, so that's pretty big. You were able to recognize things and then decide to make different choices, or I know that's kind of personal, but I think
it's fine. I think that's exactly right. And the biggest part of it is being able to get to the actual emotions and share them with someone who's receptive and can be there. And it was someone I didn't have to take care of or worry about how they were thinking about what I was saying or whether my feelings were too big or too sad. They were able to just be there with me, and that allowed me to be with myself even more.
That is such a great point. It's like a breath of fresh air, because a lot of us do have to caretake the people around us. And so if you are someone that does that, you need to have someone to speak with sometimes. You know, we all do.
We absolutely do, and it's often the people who are doing all of the caretaking of everyone else around them that aren't really focusing enough on what their own needs are. And one thing a therapist can do really well is also help you find what your own boundaries are and how to protect those boundaries so you don't really give more than you can afford to give.
Mm-hmm. So May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Anything else going on during the month of May that you'd like listeners to know about?
I think the main thing I want listeners to know is that everyone has a time in their life where they need to seek help. That happens to everyone. And it's not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage and strength to reach out when you need help and face the issues that you're dealing with and get on the other side of them. And that's really the main message I want to bring to your listeners.
Well, Patty, you did such a good job. We're not eye to eye. We're on the phone. We've never met. So thank you for being willing to share with us, and also reminding listeners that we can all use some therapy once in a while. And I have been speaking with Patty Ravitz. She is the president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. And would you give out that website again for the California database?
I would be happy to. It's counselingcalifornia.com.
Okay, Patty, we're out of time. I appreciate you, and you have a very kind voice. I bet your clients are happy to have you as their therapist.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll talk to you maybe again sometime.
Great. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Patty Ravitz, LMFT, president of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists.